Well, Hampshire showed some real fight today.
Yeah, no, I think we did out there. I think sort of still the overriding emotion is disappointment. You know, after bowling them out for 200, you know, just over 200, I think we really thought we were, you know, in the box seat. And then to bat as sort of poorly as we did, it's disappointing. And it sort of shows, you know, what we could have done on a pitch like that today, I guess. You know, Ollie Pope played fantastically well, put them in the position that they did. You know, coming from Worcester, I thought, you know, we came here with high expectations and that hasn't happened. But, you know, we got to move on pretty quickly and bounce back against Essex next week.
There's a lot to ask to keep six wickets intact for the whole of the last day, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think if we'd started well, then I think we probably would have been, you know, optimistic about getting there. But we needed a really good sort of first session, and we didn't quite get that. So they kept coming all day long, you know, sort of relentless pressure, and finally we sort of cracked.
I mean, from a Hampshire point of view, the story today is your 129. How pleased were you with that?
Yeah, it was nice to sort of just get into a bit of rhythm. I think always the first one for a new county, you know, you sort of just wanted to get that sort of done and dusted, really. So it was nice. Yeah, I hope, you know, it would have been nicer if to get that 100 in a winning cause. But nice to feel in some good touch sort of after the first game, which was sort of going all over the place. Nice to come here and bat on a nice, friendly, sort of bang-friendly wicket. So, yeah, look, hopefully more to come.
I know everybody's always under pressure, but, you know, new county, early season. Did you feel under pressure to get that big score under your belt as quickly as possible?
It's always there, I think, in the back of your mind. All you can do is train hard, do the same things you've sort of always done, and hope that sort of, you know, produces some results. It's in that sort of niggling in the back of your head just to get that first one for your new county, and it's nice to just get that, and so we can just move on from now.
I mean, from a distance, you look fairly in control, calm, assured. Did it feel like that in the middle?
Yeah, it did at times. You're always trying to sort of think, you know, it was really good because at times I could just give the strike to certain players, and then I thought if someone was bowling well, I might take a little bit more of the strike, etc. So it was always a bit of a game of chess, and yeah, they came round the wicket to sort of different plans and stuff like that. So, you know, you're always trying to think, and it was almost, you know, at one stage when we were sort of eight down, it was almost the pressure had gone off because we didn't expect to survive that whole day. So in some ways the pressure went off right then, but yeah, look, it was, unfortunately, it just wasn't enough.
The obvious question is, of course, you moved to Hampshire, Division 1, to, you know, further your ambitions to play for England. Do you feel that you've given the selectors a bit of a nudge here?
I don't know. It's up to them to decide that, I guess. But look, it was a nice wicket to bat on, and nice to just get some runs, really. Nice early season runs. It just builds the season from there, and hopefully I can keep on getting the runs and going forward in Div 1. It's nice to prove yourself in another step up. So, look, hopefully that sort of just kicks me on for more runs this year.
One win and one defeat so far for Hampshire. The feeling in the dressing room?
I think everyone just stays pretty relaxed, you know, so the feeling so far is that, you know, there's no highs and lows, really. I think after the win last week, we knew that, you know, there's a long way to go, but we're playing some good cricket in patches, there's no doubt about that. We just need to, you know, that first innings just really cost us.